Hi everyone, this is Jeff from Mendix, and I'm joined today by Imram. He's a senior developer and architect at EXP Realty. Imram, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Jeff. How are you?
Awesome. Let's get into these questions. So tell me, how did you originally get into software development?
So it's kind of an interesting story. You know, I wasn't a traditional developer before I started working with Mendix. I probably, you know, I learned basic programming in the eighth grade. I took a class in C++ in the 10th grade, and I decided I was never going to work as a software programmer. While it was really cool and I picked it up quickly, it just seemed a little too tedious for me to do. And so I actually got into development, just playing around with some web stuff later on. I worked in hardware, infrastructure, things like that for a while. And I always kind of would just play around on the side with things like SharePoint or WordPress, and kind of started playing around with some front-end development. But Mendix was really how I got into it, you know, as a serious thing.
Got it. Okay, so you've been doing web development, working with different platforms, you said, like WordPress and SharePoint and stuff like that, and maybe doing some basic JavaScript and everything, but nothing really from a code perspective besides what you did when you were in eighth and 10th grade.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So what prompted you to begin using a low code platform in Mendix specifically? How'd you get into this?
It was at an employer. I was had just just transitioned over to the software development team from the help desk team, and I was going to be working on the WordPress sites while I was there. And the company is Keras Life Sciences was about to start using Mendix, and so they decided the week that I had switched over is when Mendix was coming on site to teach a course. And it just so happened that one of the Java developers who was going to go to the class wasn't able to make it. And so I was put into the class kind of as a last minute thing to learn Mendix and be part of the initial Mendix team over there.
Okay. Serendipitous in a way. So when you got into this training class and you started working with the product when you were at Keras, what was your initial reaction to Mendix?
I thought it was an extremely cool tool because I was able to, you know, understand the concepts and take these things and build working programs without writing a lot of code or any at all. And so I was just, you know, really amazed by it and by how powerful it was. Because it seemed, you know, I'd worked with other systems that kind of let you, you know, WordPress is the one I'm going to keep going back to, where you can get plugins from the community and, you know, get sort of things where you don't really have to do too much coding, and it's aimed at that type of thing, but you're extremely limited in what you can do. And I thought, you know, Mendix gives you a lot more flexibility with what you program, and you can make a lot more powerful programs because of the technology that's underlying the modeler.
Got it. And so how long ago was it that you took the class and actually started using the platform?
It'll be 6 years this February, this coming
okay.
February.
Yeah. So you're a veteran. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So, you know, after you took this class, you got into it, you've been working with it for 6 years, but if you look back, what was the aha moment that you had with Mendix?
It was really just in the first program that I built with them, because that was really the first time I had, you know, built a program from beginning to end, because I had never really coded one. And so that was just the fact that I was able to produce a program with relative speed and with the tools Mendix provided, that was just kind of it. It's like, wow, I can actually do this, you know, without actually, you know, having a deep coding background.
What was that first project?
It was a portal for Keras. So Keras is a healthcare company, they're a lab company, and they had a portal where physicians can go and order tests and then view the results of the tests, get notifications, and it kind of explore those results online and things like that.
Oh, cool. And did you build that portal by yourself? Were you part of a larger team? How did that work?
I was part of a team. So we had four people that started in our Mendix class, and we kind of split off into two-person teams, but we assisted each other along the way, and each of us had one app that we were so like mainly responsible for, but then we would kind of assist each other as we went along.
Got it. And now that you're at EXP Realty, what sort of products and applications are you building with Mendix for them?
Oh, what aren't we building? EXP Realty is actually, you know, providing us some amazing opportunities because EXP is a technology company as it is. And while it serves as a real estate brokerage, its core and at its heart, it's a technology company. And at the heart of that technology is Mendix. And so we're doing a lot of amazing things. We're in the middle of implementing a microservice architecture at the moment. And so we've got many teams of developers who are working with business partners and product owners to design software to help solve problems for eXp Realty and keep us in the cutting edge of the market when it comes to real estate.
That's really cool. So there's a lot of business and there's a lot of business collaboration along with the developers as you're building the solutions. What's your interaction like with the business, and how involved are they in the development process?
Oh, they're very involved. So, we definitely look at DevOps as a culture and the way that we interact with our business partners. So we have what you call innovation teams. And on an innovation team, there is a subject matter expert from the business, a product owner, 1 to 3 developers, and some QA testers and a product launch specialist. And, they're tied to a specific value stream of the company. And together, they define the problems and help design the solutions for those. So the business is very much involved in the process, and we're very much involved with them.
So I take it that you can iterate pretty quickly with them because you're basically sitting beside them in whatever team your capacity that you're in. And then one of the nice things is that you're speaking that common language through the visual tools. So it makes it really easy for you to respond rapidly to changes, and in some cases even have them provide feedback because they don't have to decipher any code or anything like that, right?
Exactly. And you said something there I'm going to touch on. You said that we get to sit right beside them as we're working. And what's really unique about eXp, if you don't know, is that it's a virtual company. And so everyone works remotely, and our team is spread out throughout the world. So I've actually got probably like an 18-hour development day where I have developers waking up and going to sleep throughout the day,
Oh, wow. Cool. Okay. Yeah. And so tell me how Mendix has helped with that way of working, where you've got an 18-hour development day. How do you interact with each other through Mendix to keep the DevOps cycle working the way that you want it to?
Well, we definitely use a lot of, eXp provides a lot of tools that we use to communicate with each other. When it comes to Mendix, we work in small teams, so even though people are disconnected, they are able to kind of work through with the modeler and pick up and where one left off and continue on, or split up their work in certain ways so that they are not stepping on each other's toes,
That's cool. So how has Mendix created new opportunities for you specifically in your career?
Honestly, one of the biggest opportunities is the one that I'm in now, just being able to work as a software developer and get into leadership in software development. I think a big shift came for me in my career when I started working with Mendix, because it opened up, some different roads. And I think early on, I took some risks when I jumped out to be an independent consultant back when a lot of people didn't really know what Mendix was, and it has paid off in a big way by just having just the opportunities open up, because more and more people are adopting Mendix, and I quite honestly I think I fight off recruiters every week.
Excellent. So what advice would you give to other professional developers who might be skeptical of low code or are thinking of dipping their toe in the pool, but they've got lots of options? So why Mendix for them?
I think that's a great question. I think Mendix provides a lot of great tools with the modeler. It's very robust, and it gives you a lot of control over what you do compared to some other tools that might provide similar functionality. And as I said, I didn't come from a traditional coding background, so it's hard for me to, relate to that skepticism, but I would say to anyone trying something new, it's definitely the world is changing, and the way that we interact with it is changing too. I think things like Mendix are going to be the future of development, and we'll get to a point where everyone is programming their lives through tools like this, and coding is kind of going to become a thing of the past. And you know, we may be a ways away from that, but it's definitely happening. And for people who want to try something new or find a shift in their career, I say just keep an open mind and give it a shot, and take it for what it is. You know, don't try to make it what it isn't, but just learn something new and yeah, grow.
That's great. That's great. So last question for you. Do you like pizza?
I love pizza.
So what's your favorite kind of pizza?
Honestly, something with jalapenos and onions on it.
Excellent. I can dig that. I like that. Yeah. All right, Imran, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and you have a great day.
All right, thank you, Jeff.